And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 1st of November, 2017. It's the anniversary of the founding of the European Union, the Common Market, the EU, 1993, established as a result of the Maastricht Treaty to create a central bank in Europe, common citizen rights, security, foreign policies, and a single currency, which came to be known as the euro. In all, 28 countries decided to join the EU and open their borders to trade and travel. June 2016, referendum in the United Kingdom called Brexit. 51.9% of voters voted to leave the European Union. It's the birthday of the novelist Stephen Crane, born in New Jersey, 1871, flunked out of college, penniless, while he worked on his first novel, Maggie, A Girl of the Streets, story of a young girl abused by an alcoholic father, forced into prostitution and driven to suicide. It came out in 1893. Crane had a hard time getting it published. Publishers thought it was too realistic, too depressing, so he borrowed money from his brother to have it printed, and it only sold 100 copies. But it led to his second novel, The Red Badge of Courage, 1895, which was very, very successful. Depictions of Civil War battlefields so accurate that some veterans of the Civil War were convinced they had fought alongside the author, though Crane was born 6 years after the end of the Civil War. With the success of The Red Badge of Courage, Stephen Crane went to New York City, writing articles about city corruption. He was banned from the city as a result. He headed for Cuba to cover the war down there. The ship sank, and he spent a week on a lifeboat, which led to his short story, The Open Boat, which exacerbated the tuberculosis that 4 years later killed him at the age of 28. And it's the birthday of the man who came up with the line, "It's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game." Grantland Rice, the sports writer, born in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, in 1880. Here's a poem for today by Gail Brandeis, "Feeling East." I used to think east was wherever I pointed my right hand. I was six, my body the center of space, the axis on which directions turned. When I learned directions are fixed, that our bodies move through space like fish, east became the sunrise, but even more so, the lake. Around Chicago, Lake Michigan is what is east, and my body could always feel its presence. Riding home from the city, dozing in the back seat, I always knew where we were. Living out west now, I find directions hazy as smog. My right hand points to mountains, to palms, but their presence looms light in my body. When I get lost, and I do, I close my eyes and try to feel east, tracing sharp shores of memory, the pull of the lake in my blood, following the three right turns home. A poem by Gail Brandeis, "Feeling East," from The Selfless Bliss of the Body, published by Finishing Line Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices, subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org, and by Amazon Studios and Roadside Attractions, presenting Wonderstruck, from Todd Haynes, the director of Carol and Far From Heaven, starring Julianne Moore and Michelle Williams, based on the novel by Brian Selznick, now playing Select Cities Everywhere, November 10th. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.